You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Learn more at WeAreLibertarians.com.
Welcome to the False Hawk Liberty Podcast. This is episode number 210 of East Central United's favorite podcast. Jeremiah Morrill today, joined by producer, co-host Zach Burcham, forever co-host Dakota Davis, and...
Today's episode features the return of our fan favorite, Mr. Mark Brim. This is the saddest episode that we've done so far on the False Hawk Liberty episode. Podcast, because this is probably going to be Mark Brim's last episode ever live in studio. He may be doing call-in episodes in the future because I still keep paying for the Skype subscription, even though we haven't used it in 6 months. Mark Brim is here.
I'm a little worried about him being able to call in from where he's moving to because his phone has to be plugged in, and I'm not entirely sure they have.
He'll be getting that fixed along with his truck, but we'll get it. Be getting to that in a few minutes. Mark Brim is moving to South Dakota to become an organic farmer. He's going to be telling us what led him in his life to be making these decisions, where he's going in South Dakota, and all kinds of different things, along with his YouTube channel called Clueless Farmer. Make sure you stick around until the very end because we have some special treats coming later in the episode.
They may happen mid-roll. It's impossible to know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. It's going to be a surprise to all of us.
That's right.
But things are in the wheels are in motion. We do need to say thank you to all of our incredible patrons. We just gave you a nice 25-minute deal that started talking about Father's Day. And the first 17 minutes are very wholesome. And at the end, things went, they derailed.
They become NSFW. Don't
watch after 8 o'clock.
I'd say PG-13.
Yeah, probably more PG-13. It was very educational.
Yeah.
You know, if you've got preteen kids, maybe it wouldn't be a bad thing for them to see it because then they would learn what the vast deference are, for example.
So if you join Patreon, you'll get that, and you got the show notes dropped in the super secret Facebook group that you get access to. Got to say thank you to Christy Avery of the wonderful Allen County, Indiana. John Phillips, Andy Moore, Buick GMC. I heard that he's buying cars left and right. You got a car you want to get rid of? Hit up our boy John, and he'll hook you up with a deal.
My truck has every single dash light possible on. Right? Something horrible has happened. I don't know what.
Have you tried turning it all the way on? Because if you just leave it in the on position, but not the run position,
it looks
all like that shit will come on.
No, it looks like that while I'm driving down the road. It's...
Maybe you need to see our boys down at Hoosier Auto, Justin Lohorn and Greg Kuntz.
Yep, I go to the gym with Justin every morning. I just need to talk to him.
Anthony Meyer. I hooked up Anthony over the weekend, too. He's looking to get an air conditioner installed on his I don't know if it's Kenworth or Freightliner or what, but we'll pretend like it's Kenworth.
Peterbilt.
It's Peterbilt. Is it? Is it a Western Star?
Real men drive Peterbilt.
Made by Sterling. There's a lot of... I could keep going. Could be a Volvo. Anyway, he's looking to get an air conditioner put on his, so we connected him with our friends over at Mount Comfort RV and Rusty, a BHOL alum. He was looking to do some networking with him. And, of course, Fiddler's Green. Chris Lamb is a big sponsor. And we got him – we hooked him up with some customers just this week. So it's been going well.
We also have T-Chip stores. That's where you can get your Boss Hog of Liberty merchandise. Producer Zach is going to be putting our link tree in the chat, yep, in the comments section of the live stream right now.
And we did include Chase's OnlyFans link in there as well.
That's right.
So that's in there.
Very exclusive content. It only costs $154 a month. Very good bargain. TCHIP.com/BHOL1234 or BHOL mug. That's where you can get all of our different merchandise. There's only a few things, but it's all good. Very high quality, of the highest material. Mark Brim is actually having to move to South Dakota so that he can farm the elusive silk sheep so that he can shave them And that's how we can produce our shirts to make them the most soft and moisture-wicking all-natural fabric possible for our listeners. We also have a new website.
If you do fly out to South Dakota to see Mark, you'll need that. The one place you still need a mask is on an airplane. So you can wear your BHOL gator. Neck gator. Right. Is that what we call them?
We haven't taken
I've already forgotten.
You have to wear masks on airplanes?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, even if you had the vax.
What about trains? What about Greyhound?
I think you do.
On Greyhound?
Yeah.
Why? COVID or not, you're catching something on Greyhound.
It's just good health hygiene to wear a mask on Greyhound.
Yeah. We also have a new website. You should go check out bosshogofliberty.com. It's brand new. It used to direct you to our Fireside account, but now we have an actual website. It looks beautiful. You can stay up to date on all of our social media there on the homepage. You can also check out all of the host bios. I encourage everyone to go look at least the host bios, because Chris Staton, but he still has a bio on there, and I think it's hilarious. You should definitely go check that out.
I almost wore my Chris Staton, Chris Guffey for city council shirt tonight just to lure him back in July, because new producer Zach is going to be gone for a couple of weeks, and somebody has to sit there. Somebody has to do the job.
There was an earthquake in Indiana today. Did you hear about this, Mark?
I heard about that. I don't know if I felt it, though. Maybe.
Well, you live so far east, I don't know if you would have.
You live in the Ohio Valley.
Basically. I was working from home. He lives in the Whitewater Valley.
Whitewater.
I guess you're going to be, what's the river that out to where you're going next? Is it like the Missouri or something?
I don't know geography. There's like some, you know, water.
Some peaks and valleys. West of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was working from home, and so was Sarah. She was on the second floor of the house, and I was on the first floor, and she swears that she heard the windows rattle. I can't confirm.
According to the link that Jesse Riddle posted today, it didn't even get it. The ripples stopped at Greenfield.
Yeah, I saw like a circle, like a map that showed like rain, and it didn't show it getting here. Somebody could have felt it. It's really like I've felt one, and it's the strangest feeling, because I was sitting in an office chair, and I felt like my office chair was about to break. It was just like it wobbled, but I didn't really feel much the one time.
The only one I can remember was it probably had to be 2011, 2012. I was living in Newcastle at the time in my second apartment, laying in bed, and I heard the door jam shake. Like the door was shut, but I heard it shake inside of the case. And that's the only thing that I noticed about it. I don't have, we're not talking
I've
San
never
Madrid
experienced fault. One.
Now, I don't know. We need to check in on the safety of Andrew Bowman. I know Zach, because it was the epicenter was within miles of Bowman's home in Park County, I believe, or Clay County, over in flyover country west of the Speedway. Somewhere between Terre Haute and the Speedway is where it was epicentered.
Yeah. He didn't answer. I need to know how Pickles and Megan are doing.
There are the ones to be truly worried about.
That's really what the go-between. I'm not friends with Pickles on Facebook because he's a dog, and I'm not friends with Megan, so I have to ask Andrew.
Megan wouldn't approve my friend request. I sent her one like a year ago. Whenever Andrew first joined the Patreon, whenever that was, and she, and then I kept seeing Andrew and like got added to group chats with him, and he kept talking about, you know, this whole journey of them trying to get pregnant and things. And then she came across Suggested Friends. I was like, yeah, sure, you know.
Nothing.
No.
Maybe nothing. You need to go camping with them.
Yeah, they were my neighbors. I'm still not friends with them, but they were my neighbors.
I don't
neighbors
have a camper.
A
what camper?
I mean, I would think you talk about being Mr. Rugged.
I would think you'd be the kind of guy that puts like a rope between two trees and strings a sheet over it.
I haven't tent camped since Jackson was born.
Jackson's been around for 1 year. That's like I
a
haven't.
Year and a half.
I haven't been to the infield of the Indy 500 since Jackson was born. Huh? I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Do you want to go
before Jackson was born?
When do you want to go?
I'd like to go tent camping again sometime. I just don't think it's going to happen.
July 4th.
Because I can't take. I don't think Jackson would do well sleeping on the ground.
Well, get him a cot.
I wonder if they have crib cots.
No, I can see it right now. This is the joys of being a father. You're coming up with a father excuse. The kid the kid, I can't, no.
Andrew says that she is yelling. I assume she means Pickles.
Pickles a girl? Pickles is a very general Pickles is
for the concept
name.
Of this joke. Pickles is a girl.
I think Pickles is a girl's name.
Okay.
Does Pickle have a pickle?
Submit photo evidence either way.
In the chat. Thanks.
And Zach will make the determination.
Well, God bless Andrew is all I have to say about that.
So let's talk through this.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go camping.
I have gone camping since Jackson was born.
So
just not in a tent.
Right.
In a park model.
You call your summer home camping.
It's still a trailer. It's a camper.
How long is it?
I don't know. Probably 32-33 feet. It's not a travel trailer or something like that. It's literally
a park model camper. It's not a camper though. It's a park model home.
Yeah, it's
a mobile home.
Yeah, but it's not like what it's weird because it's not a mobile home. If you don't know what a park model is, then just like look it up. It's like a camper but with a roof and siding.
It's a park model.
It's pretty much what it is.
That's the same size as a portable.
I said if you don't know what a park model is, that's what it is.
Usually, just campers that I literally are designed
said
to not
this is the definition
well.
Of a park model, and Jeremiah said that's a park model.
I've seen park models though that are normal. They look like normal campers, normal roof, normal like fiberglass frame on the side. But you look at part of them and you're like, yeah, that's not supposed to travel because they'll have like a monster sliding glass door or the front will be like a bay window.
And you're like,
that's not going to fly.
Dakota's is the other side of it where it's more like a manufactured home.
You're more like the tiny home side of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The chat says, all caps, I have never received a friend request. I'm still being yelled at. No Meg is yelling.
I sent a freaking friend request like a year ago. She's never received it.
So you should probably check in on that.
I'm going to check again. Maybe she deleted it. Maybe she had no idea who I was.
She probably
at that
blocked
time.
You as well.
Andrew says he's grounded now. So now at least we know that Andrew, that the earthquake was the least of Andrew's problems today.
It was just the beginning of
his
troubles.
It was just the beginning, yeah.
See,
things took a turn.
Oh, she's just now sent me a friend request.
She
did it before I could look. That's what was her game was. That means that she deleted my friend request whenever I first sent it.
How the turntables cycled around.
Wow. We're going to have a talk about this at the pool party.
One of the more interesting things to do at times is to scroll through your Facebook friend suggested list, like people you may know. And you're like, a lot of times it's like, well, no. There's a reason why these people are on this list.
It's very seasonal. Like it depends upon the activities you're doing.
Oh yeah, like who's been tagged up and things.
Where you're at, because in the month of May, it was an incredible amount of people associated with the world of motorsports. I went to a wedding this weekend. All of a sudden, it's all the people that were at the wedding.
Yeah.
Hey, you need to be friends with this person. Not really. I met him for 30 seconds at a wedding.
Yeah, they will. Facebook will. Facebook. Never mind. Facebook will take people that your phone is in proximity to.
Yeah, and it'll start to say, hey, you need to be friends with these other people.
I'm not one to brag, but I don't know what it is. I mean, I do have a bit of a tan or something, but I've been getting a lot of friend requests from very attractive women lately.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they hear about your career change?
I don't know, but it's just one of them. And we don't even have any mutual friends. They don't even have any friends, and they're seeking me out.
You're the very first one.
Yeah, and they always are wearing low-cut tank tops and stuff. It's very, I mean, I'm flattered, but I'm married, you know?
Well, I mean, after the Patreon, we know that nothing bad could happen to you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Tell me about that beer you're drinking, by the way, before we get into it. This is a bit. We've been drinking and eating things on this show, and that might have been the OG. I think in February, Dakota and I cracked those open, and now here we are in June. You have the very last one, the pickle beer. I thought maybe it would be good for brining a turkey in.
This is dill pickle, a Christmas pickle beer.
Oh, in honor of pickles. We don't know if that's a boy or girl can.
And there's a lovely picture here of a church.
There's nothing wrong with a bean.
Looks
either.
To be like maybe a Methodist church, maybe Presbyterian. There's a little food cart,
Definitely not a cabin, a deer,
a moving truck. It's an interesting, shoveling a sidewalk.
Is that a water well?
Is that a well? It looks like a food cart.
It looks like a wheel. It looks like a Norman Rockwell photo on the side of a beer can.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
But yeah, and the taste is... awful. It's pretty awful.
It's, interesting.
Yeah. It's
a good sipping beer.
Tart.
But yeah, the more I drink it, the thirstier I get.
The salty surprise.
I can feel my throat closing up as I drink this.
Tragically, he's incredibly allergic to dill.
So, Mark, you decided...
The man will never make it to South
You're Florida. Tired of all the earthquakes in Indiana.
Yeah.
So you're getting the hell out of here.
Yeah. You know, now that you're talking about me, I might as well record you. So I'm trying to record things.
We don't like it when you bring your own camera. What's this all about? Are we being vlogged for futurefarmerofsouthdakota.net?
Can we talk about the fact that Mark's camera is much nicer than our camera?
And this is, he'll say, oh, this is my old shitty one. I only bring this to Henry County.
Yeah, this is my Henry County camera. This is an older one.
You don't know if the cops in Greensfork will impound it as a obviously it's a part of your criminal enterprise.
Those corrupt people will. Yeah, they are. I don't get me started on Greensfork. This is new. I bought this recently, but this is an older model. This is a Canon 80D. Is what this is.
Oh, that's like they measure these in breast sizes as well.
It is. Yeah. If you notice,
I mean, that's very large.
Very large breasts.
Yes.
And that's really what drew me to this camera.
30 though?
This is the 80. This is the 80. And this is, if you notice, I mean, just the shape.
It's voluptuous, really.
It's a voluptuous camera.
It is. It's nice and thick.
That's what drew me to it. But I don't know if I'm going to use any of this. I'm just trying to gather footage.
You need B-roll to remember what life was like in the old country.
I need old country B-roll, yeah. That's exactly it.
Do you remember the last time that you were on this show and you and I talked about the fact that you were vlogging and I was doing a podcast?
Yes.
And one day our sons would look back on the content that we put out and think about how stupid their dads were.
What idiots these people were.
There will be something to trace this with. And that's kind of scary. It's kind of sad. I don't know what to do about it, but
I've thought about that a lot since that episode.
So you've shaped things differently?
Worries me more.
Just remember... The more episodes you put out, the more diluted all the stupid shit is. So they have to, it's not like they go, oh yes, here's the one, here's
they
the 8 minutes. I have like 8 minutes of my grandfather on YouTube and it's like, that's all I've got. Right. But with us, there's hundreds of hours. So finding any one particular.
Your grandfather's on YouTube?
Yeah. I put him there.
All right. Maybe I should try to put my grandfather on YouTube. Memorial. What you put on the internet is going to last forever.
Yes. I actually have my great grandfather on there as well.
What about
this is going to last forever?
What about
Dakota?
My great? I plan to live to be 160. So
160.
Like, yeah. So like,
I mean, with his size 28 waist, he could go forever.
That's true.
Like my great grandkids will one day be trying to look back to see, like one of them might get into like family trees or like whatever the then version of ancestry.com is. And like one day I'll just be a little like the little leaf that pops up and they get like an email notification and they'll be like, Dakota Davis is in your family tree. And then look me up on the internet.
They'll send you a friend request and you won't respond.
I won't respond because I haven't had my brain chip imputed into a new being yet. And because I was too poor whenever I died.
This technology will never make it to South Dakota.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
It's never happening.
It's barely made it to Indiana.
It's never happening
in this fictionist era.
So on the YouTube, I looked up the Clueless Farmer. You're not using Mark Brim anymore. You've created a new brand, a new identity, and you're somebody else now.
I am somebody else. I am the Clueless Farmer.
And there's about 40 minutes of YouTube sensational video. I think four videos that I've caught so far. I watched them. I binged. I did my research. I watched that you used your Underwood typewriter to write your resignation speech, and it took you 9 hours.
That's a Hermes 3000.
Oh,
it's a Hermes 3000.
That does not sound like it's very voluptuous at all.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a Hermes 3000.
The tiny little D's on that thing.
Yeah, I just wanted the typewriter. You know, I'm a very tactile person. You know,
right.
It's the best way to kind of convey my thoughts.
You realize you resigned, and then somebody in the HR department scanned that to a PDF and emailed it to whoever it was supposed to go to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's totally what. My goal with that particular, to do that in real life and on the video was to type up my resignation letter, but neither on the video or in real life acknowledge that I'm doing it on a typewriter.
You just did it.
I just did it.
Yeah.
As though that's what you do.
That's the way things operate.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Whenever you pull that thing out.
I mean, I assume that's how all of your correspondence works, Mark.
It is pretty much how
I'm still waiting on my first letter from you, but once it's faster than waiting on you to get a good charge on your phone to contact you, maybe I'm going to have to start mailing you some things. We'll exchange rural route postal services.
I will send you.
Will you send a horse to town once a day or once a week to get your mail?
A stagecoach.
Yes.
A stagecoach. That's what I'll do.
Yeah. The Western Union has made it out to.
Careful. I hear there's some wrestlers out there robbing the stagecoaches.
I've been, you know what I've actually been doing to prepare myself for this? I've been watching Longmire.
I love that show. Such a good one. I haven't heard that in forever.
Longmire is great because, not to derail you here, but Longmire is great, first of all, because
we haven't gotten on the rails yet, so it's just fine.
It shows the West through the eyes of, I think, probably New Mexico and not Wyoming, but nonetheless, you can pretend. But what I love about Longmire is it's formulaic and you're satisfied at the end. Every day. Simple town, brutal murder. They go through their ins and outs of whatever, and then it's solved at the very end. Boom. Done.
It's Diagnosis Murder or Law and Order, but in the West.
Well, yeah, nothing continues on to the next episode.
I mean, they have some storylines to kind of do whatever, but you're going to be satisfied in 42 minutes time.
Longmire is such a good show.
It is a great show.
On Monday, plus or minus 42 minutes.
Do what?
On Monday, thinking back to Patreon, plus or minus 42 minutes to be satisfied. Subscribe to the Patreon to understand the rest of the joke.
That took me a minute.
Well,
no,
42.
No, time was up. I decided.
He said he had 20 minutes.
Here's what a pro I am. I wrote down the time that I knew this would happen to then make it happen at that time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very impressive.
You're good. Yeah. Maybe one day I'll reach that level of nirvana.
If you focus on the goal, you'll achieve it.
That's the secret, right?
So. Are you going out? Is this a big joke? Are you going out there to be a successful farmer, or are you going out there to be a successful vlogger? How's this going to work, Mark?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Ooh, that is a good question.
Because I'm picturing fish out of water, and you're doing a great job with the first four episodes of the vlog are incredible. We were talking last week. This couple living in a van's got 3 million people, and they don't need to work. So that is the job. So is fish out of water, Mark? Water going? I don't know what dialect you're going to use. If you're going to use your new South Dakota dialect, or you're going to stay with your Rush.
I'll be like Madonna.
Your Indiana. Yeah. All of a sudden Madonna, you're going to transplant and you're going to be from England.
Yeah.
What's going to happen here? Is this going to be daily vlogs, weekly vlogs? Are you going to forget all about us and we're never going to hear from you again and you're just going to grow turnips? What the hell's going to happen, Mark?
I don't think you can grow turnips in South Dakota.
I don't know how you grow turnips.
I don't think you know how to grow anything yet, but we're going to find out together.
This is as I get used to. So you asked the question. Now I point the camera toward me. Hey, I got to narrate.
Watch out!
What
your
I'm
camera
doing.
Tripod sitting on the Sharpie that's holding your charging cable in the right position to keep your phone charging.
Yeah. So for those of the
he's got like the nicest camera, and his phone is literally being charged while being half propped up on a Sharpie.
Okay, this phone is a 2014 model.
The year is 2021.
They started sending the death pulses to it in 2015.
And
6 years later,
it hasn't
still
been
alive.
Updated since 98.
It dies if it is unplugged. And so.
You travel with the Sharpie as well, or is that a prop you found here?
I thought about buying a new one of those things.
So I feel really bad because I'm frugal, so I don't want to buy things.
He's dodging my damn question.
Oh.
He's dodging my question. Are you a vlogger or a farmer?
Why can't it be a farmer who vlogs?
I want to know what his plan is going in so that I can congratulate him or ridicule him later.
Which one's first on the business card?
Well, it's like this. I make video. Part of what I do as my job, or I guess my former job, was making videos. And also, I love to zone out by watching people who make videos of doing real things.
Right.
Farmers, people who start old cars that have been sitting in the woods, and I mm-hmm. love to do that. So it seems like, oh, it's a waste to do this, but not film it since I know how to film it. But usually it's in reverse. It's farmers who start filming themselves. This is a filmer who starts farming himself.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. I mean, so it's a fish out of water story
to
me.
It's a fish out of water story. It seems foolish, but I feel foolish even doing it, but I'm going to even feel more foolish if I don't try that as an aspect of it. But the main goal is to learn from my father-in-law, who's been doing this for decades, to learn from him to try to do this thing, but then also film it, but try not to let the filming interfere with it, but to also use my skills to something.
So I after watching the episodes, have you guys all caught up? Have you watched them, Dakota?
Yeah.
You're up to speed on generous vlogger Mark.
What is there now? I haven't. There's four. Right?
There's four episodes. There's four. And as best I can tell,
one was good. I liked one.
This wasn't stock footage. These are all the actual people. We're not going to go there, and there's not going to be a cast change when we get there. You actually went and this was not the guy I expected. When you're like, this is my father-in-law, I wasn't expecting white hair ponytail dude.
Yeah.
As the father-in-law in overalls.
Yeah,
I love overalls.
And he started a tractor with a screwdriver jumper.
Yeah.
This is the life you're going into.
This is.
Yeah. And he says in the video, almost all of my tractors have to be started this way.
Well, and that's the thing. And I'm sorry, this is very distracting. I'm trying to get some interaction going.
Yeah.
This is very distracting that I'm incorporating this. Well, and here's the thing. So I used to go there and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'd be at this farm and everything's broken. And there's also this invitation to come and learn from him at this place where everything's broken. But then I take a look at my life and everything I own is broken. My phone is broken.
You've been training for this your whole life.
I've been training for this my whole life. Everything I own is broken. Everything I own is old. And so, it seems like it'd be a good fit, I guess. I don't know.
You know, so here's this thought that I think that we've talked about it on the show before. I've had this thought for a long time of like, what if I had some kind of just like hobby farm? Like I look at people like Jamie and Brad Owens, and I look at what they've got, and like that seems like amazing. If they needed to be, they could be absolutely totally self-sustaining.
I grew 100%. Up that way, and I realized I can't go anywhere. Somebody has to feed the horses and the goats twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've thought about
that. You are a slave to the turnips.
Especially after found out that I was going to be a dad, I thought a lot about that. And then, of course, the pandemic hit, and I thought even more about it because I was like, what happens if the food's gone?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, when did those thoughts start creeping into your head? Because you said in one of your videos, you said that your father-in-law had giving you guys the proposition of, hey, come learn from me about 10 years ago.
About 10 years ago, yeah. And so that has been in our minds for 10 years prior to having kids and everything else. And I don't know. I guess it's I'm not
You're
trying to...
You're nervous doodling over there.
I am. I've been doing a lot of nervous
doodling. Do you need
doodling.
Some more paper? Because you're almost out of sheet.
You can have my show notes if you
want. We can trade with Dakota's.
Just part of where I'm at right now because the house being so, like, we're trying to sell the house. We kind of have something worked out, but we're kind of negotiating and stuff. So, yeah, a lot of nervous energy.
Sarah's walking in like the most serious part of the podcast.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
So, for the past 10 years.
So, you're borderline homeless.
Borderline homeless, yeah. Yeah.
There's no engine in your truck.
There's no, right now the engine is blown, so I'm trying to get the engine in the truck replaced.
Was it COVID that was like the final straw where you thought we're going to do this?
COVID changed everything. COVID was like the thing where it was like, we realized that there's some value in being more independent, having more, not being at that, the... Not being told this is essential, this is non-essential, this needs to close, that's not to close. What if we existed totally on the outside of that? But I think the other part of it is COVID just kind of caused, I don't know, not to sound too deep or cliche, but reflection of some kind. So it's like, you know, you go to work, you know, I have an office job that I worked hard to get. And so I go to work, do this office job that I thought
you were mall security, and you turned into a professional EDU blogger.
Yes. I was mall security. And then, So I got the office job.
You picked yourself up by your bootstraps and you worked all the way to the top.
I worked to the top or to the, I went up like three steps. And so I had the office job and the good salary and the nice house and all the stuff that I liked. But then, you go to work, you go into meetings, you say things like, oh, I've been putting out fires or whatever people say in meetings and stuff. And then you go home and it's like you just kind of realize you're existing. The system is made for us to exist. Because once you have your family insured and a retirement account and this, that, and the other, it's discouraging to give any of that up. And so we just kind of, my wife and I realized we weren't necessarily fulfilled or satisfied by what we were doing. We were existing responsibly. So COVID especially, where you gave us a chance to step back or whatever, we just decided, yes, let's take a leap. Let's be dangerous. Let's try something that we could fail at or yeah.
I love it. It's seriously very inspiring.
Now everybody got ice cream but Mark.
People. Oh my goodness, thank you.
Sarah has made a trip to Weenie World.
Guess what
flavor? And she went through this. Oh, this is, he doesn't know what he has. Oh.
Yeah, I said anything.
Just get him anything, he's fine.
This is caramel. I can tell that. Caramel. I don't know. What is that? Salty Jack.
Oh my God. Did Sarah listen to Patreon?
That's hilarious.
I don't even know if I can continue, but I do like caramel.
Just put it in your mouth and enjoy it.
Yes.
What?
Remember to breathe.
Breathe through your nose. It might help. What am I having over here? Moose Tracks. That's not nearly as after 8 o'clock as what Mark is having.
I'm just having a hot fudge sundae with candied peanuts. But is
that smirk on?
That is a 9 months after you have the salty Jack, you can have what Zach's having. Over here. Mm. Well, this is
great content.
We've derailed.
This is amazing.
So
it's the Weenie World.
Weenie World has been on my list of places to go for years now, and I never do.
We missed it by like 2 minutes one night. We tried.
We missed it by 2 minutes.
I think they close at 9 o'clock, and we got you there at 9:02.
There's a couple times I loaded up the family, and I said we're going to Weenie World, and then we go up 38, and we get as far as Hagerstown. And I said, no, let's just stop at Bowman's. That's closer.
The dairy?
Yeah, the dairy in there.
That's Bell family's now.
Is it? I didn't know that. That's a great place.
Yes.
Not to say, I mean, Weenie World is great too, but I get that far and I think, okay, how about I just give up and stop there, which is a great place, and then go to the park in Hagerstown. And I've never made it that whole way because then I...
Then
the bridge is closed, 38's closed.
Every road is closed. So, Mark, what's... What's going to happen to you when you get to South Dakota? Are you going to be sunburnt? Are you going to wear new clothing? Are they going to get this tan guy
he has right now?
What's going to happen to you? Because there were settlers went to the West and they didn't survive, and I'm a little concerned.
Well, I'm going to feel like a major asshole if I started a YouTube channel about farming and then I get to South Dakota. I'm like, no, screw this. I kind of did it in the wrong order. I should have waited a little longer because if we get there and I'm like, no, I don't like this, then what do I do? Can I delete it? Can you delete it? Yeah, you can probably delete it, right?
Yes.
No, the order you did it
in. We'll call you a chicken shit, though.
Exactly. So I have to follow through.
We're going to call you out every week.
The reason it's perfect is because there's a bunch of people who have been in your shoes, especially, I'm sure, in the last year with COVID,
mm-hmm.
thinking, wow, how good would it be to go and be a... just have a self-sustaining farm.
So you
have the opportunity and you are showing people, hey, like I'm brave enough. I have two kids. I'm moving, states away in the middle of a drought. So not great for farmers right now.
States away in the middle of a drought. I'm also at least until I figure something out, I'm giving up good insurance to go and, at least for a while, not have insurance and do something far more dangerous.
Yeah.
So that's a good, move.
That'll be a great choice.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
So like, are you going to make hay? What is your product? Have you thought this far ahead?
There's corn. Yeah. I don't know. Buckwheat, I think. Buckwheat, maybe. Yeah. I think hay. There's alfalfa.
So this is a grain operation? There's no livestock?
And there's cattle.
Oh, there is cattle.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't had to buy meat in years. We just get all our meat from my father-in-law. So there's grass-fed beef.
Okay. You bring your own? You've been bringing it back?
Oh, yeah. We bring a couple coolers. Okay. And it's, yeah. And then, I don't know. There's a lot of crop. It's very diversified. So, and I don't know how any of it works. Like, you plant it. I don't think you do it by hand because there's probably a machine that plants the seeds.
You were trying out some of the farm equipment in one of your videos. And I think you activated the windshield wipers.
Yes. There was
Clueless farmer.
Oh, gosh. What was it even called? A windrower. Yeah, it was the windrowing machine.
You were making hay.
I was making hay.
Now, did you, once again, was this from last year? This is old stock footage?
Yeah,
did you?
This is last year.
Yeah.
So I've had this idea for years, and so I have been gathering footage just in case I decide to pull the trigger. And so yeah, it was a windrower.
So how often are we going to be dropping episodes?
How often should I?
Daily?
Daily? That's a grind.
That's a lot of
That's
work.
That's what you got to do, though. Ideally, once or twice a week, I guess, is reasonable.
As a man who has started multiple YouTube channels and then stopped all of them.
And then stopped them all.
Making YouTube videos is way harder than what you think it is. All of the editing.
Mark knows what he's getting into when it comes to video making. That's his profession. But I'm just wondering, you've had 3 or 4 years to practice, and you got a few really good ones out there. Anybody that's listening that might be married to me that's off in the distance, I need another one of these before I choke to death. Pretty please. I love you.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
It's not enough that she brought you ice cream?
No, because it's going to kill me.
It's not enough that she brought me?
It's like I had a pickle beer and my throat is swollen up.
That's what makes this so good. It's soothing my throat that has been ravaged and torn up. And
I've been trying to eat mine as fast as possible. Because Jeremiah's been doing the talking, so now I can take over the talking, and Jeremiah can eat his ice cream.
I've been trying to do it between bites. I've been very aggressive. Zach has not helped at all. This is like the time that Dakota ate the habaneros, and then he disappeared.
Got a cone.
Those were ghost peppers.
There's like a
you got to stay ahead of the game on the cone.
Yeah, it's a waffle cone. So it's
all right, I'm done with the ice cream.
So have you watched like some Pauly Shore son-in-law to study up?
Ooh, Carl. Mm.
I've been watching Green Acres.
I love that show too.
That's a great show.
Green Acres is a place.
What I was asking is that you had like 4 years to get ready, and you got 4 episodes out. But now you got to get me 2 a week at least. So you've got, I don't know why you have time to do this. You need to be vlogging.
I think we'd be good with like one every other week.
This is where I've also taken a risk because I don't know what life is going to be like there. So I don't know what the videos will be. I don't actually know.
It's literally a vlog, though.
And I don't know.
Mark, it is a vlog. So that is what's perfect about it, is that you don't have to know what the videos are going to be. The videos create themselves.
Well, you got to have somewhat of a theme, though.
No, not
you
really.
You got to have somewhat. Yeah,
it's a vlog.
You have to have some conflict, though. It's got to be good conflict.
The conflict
story.
Is you versus the town.
Yeah, I think you.
It is man I mean, out of water.
I think you becoming a farmer is the conflict.
I think that has been. The other thing is, I don't know if there's internet in South Dakota. So I don't
that
know
was
if
my
I
next key question.
Yeah. Is there internet?
I think you need to find wherever Gateway 2000 was.
Mm-hmm.
There has to be an old DSL connection into that.
Is there
building
a Starbucks?
Somewhere.
The town I'm going to live in does not have a Starbucks. There's.
What is the name of this town?
Garrettson, South Dakota.
We're going to Google it, and we're going to go to Google
There's,
Maps.
I think, 6,000 people or something like that.
Like 1,200, you said.
1,100, I think.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. 100 people died since we looked last.
That's like the size of Spice.
The pandemic must have been terrible.
They have a grocery store on Main Street.
Wasn't South Dakota like one of the worst states hit by COVID?
At some point.
That might have been a rough joke you just made.
My people are from South Dakota.
Oh, that's yeah, okay. That's right.
You think
yeah,
they did okay was it just because the population COVID? Density would have been low enough.
Yeah, they have a restaurant called the Sports Cabin. So, I mean,
the Sports Cabin is great. I love the Sports Cabin.
They have color televisions there. Things will be fine.
And there's the Sports Cabin, and then there's the Oh So Good.
I see that's just south of it. The Gulch.
It is really the Oh So
I mean,
Good.
You're moving to a town that has three restaurants. You're going to be
Dakota
fine.
Stained Glass and Supplies.
They have.
What more could you ask for in a town?
The Jesse James Mini Mart.
There's the Jesse James Mini Mart, and they have soft serve ice cream there, so that's good.
Is it like Weenie World? Is it as good?
No.
Why not?
There's not. It's
they have a Nordstrom's, but it's the Nordstrom's Installation and Diagnostic Center, so I don't think it's the same.
Yeah, it's like the largest.
I want you to do a video where you show up at the Nordstrom's and be like, "There's no clothes here."
Where's the clothes? There's a
place for Dakota to stay. It's called the Davis Short and Long Term Stay.
Wow. In one of
there's
the
a, Dakota. There's a hotel right in the center of town that looks like a ranch house that has like a room on the side.
Mark, can I come out and visit you sometime?
Yes, we're open to all visitors.
I'm definitely planning. So Sarah and I have been talking about making a trip to the Black Hills. And when I get another truck that can handle the Black Hills, we're going to make a trip, and you are going to be the way station. We're gonna spend a night or two at the ranch. Mm-hmm. And I'm dreaming that maybe at that point you figured out something about farming or ranching. Are you going to be a farmer or a rancher? You personally need to claim
this
that.
This is farm. I think the ranches are further out. This is a farm because we're very close to
horses.
I mean, do we get to butcher a cow and whatever? How's that work?
We'll just club one to death.
Okay,
I don't know.
There's a saying I like to do in Red Dead Redemption to get a perfect hide, and you lasso the cow by the neck, and then you pull it in by the lasso, and then you take your knife and you just stab it in the throat. Is that how you do it?
I hope not. I hope that's not the case.
Is there a
what
library?
I've always wondered is like cows are pretty strong,
mm-hmm.
So like. It's got to be really difficult to be able to win tug of war with a cow on a lasso.
Well, I remember this from 4-H, trying to halter break them.
I don't even know what that means.
You don't know what that means?
Nope. I'm
what?
More.
Aren't you a small town guy? In 4-H, to halter.
Mark and I are horse and pony guys.
Put the halter on the cow for 4-H. Because here's the big thing with 4-H. You get the cow, you get it broke enough to lead it around the arena, you put the halter on it, and then you get the little belly scratcher.
Oh, I know what that halter is. Yeah.
Okay. And you get the belly scratcher,
too. I have news about the internet in Garrettson.
Okay, what we got?
There is a place that's called Alliance Communications.
There you go.
And they open at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, good.
And they look like they have a building.
Uh-huh.
They have a 4.2 Google score, but the second review posted 6 months ago. Said their network is screwed up and their service is horrible. So
that's literally every internet service provider ever.
It's mixed results. I don't know.
Huh.
How close is this town to the nearest actual town?
It is.
Well, that is a harsh thing
to say. Real civilization.
So my wife will be going to Real Civilization probably. I'm fine. This is everything I've ever dreamed of. This is a town that has where I, you know, there's a restaurant.
It's
and a grocery. Sioux Falls is
Sioux
20
Falls,
minutes away.
Yeah. So it's,
and that's the biggest city.
How
in
many
the state.
Minutes?
20 minutes, I think.
Oh, that, yeah, you're, yeah. You're like roughing it in Zionsville.
But I'm never going to Sioux Falls. I'm going to exist totally. This is all I want.
Is your wife getting a real job?
Well, I'm getting a real job.
Oh, I think that was our first accusation of a fake farmer.
Once I learned a farm, then that'll be the real.
Sioux Falls I mean, has like, 117,000.
Is she going to be part of the system?
Is she going to be a cog?
Is she? Maybe. Unlike me, my wife has a real skill, so she might actually take that with her. I don't, but we haven't decided
now, yet. We've been calling this South Dakota.
That might
Dakota.
Help for the whole insurance thing that you were worried about earlier.
We've been calling the South Dakota like you live in Indiana, but you're going to be the same relationship you have with Ohio now you're going to have with Minnesota.
Yes.
This is
very
like
close.
Two
very
miles
close. Yeah.
From Minnesota.
Very close to Minnesota.
So are you going to be a Vikings fan now? What's going to happen to you?
So Vikings would be what?
The football.
I don't know.
It's a sports ball team.
You have to wear purple and you affix horns to your head on Sundays.
What's the one in Indiana? That's the not Bengals. What are we in Indiana?
The Colts.
The Colts.
The Bengals are Cincinnati. I want to see you farm with horns on.
I could try. I could put horns on.
Go skull.
I just want you to carry your camera around and give us a tour of the town.
That is an episode alone.
That's a whole episode is just giving us a tour of this town. Because it sounds like an amazing little town.
A few episodes. At least you can draw that out.
Somewhere. I think what you need to do is you need to get the townsfolk involved. This is Newhart. You're moving to New England.
I like that idea too. Yeah.
And you are becoming an innkeeper. You're moving to South Dakota.
An innkeeper.
And you are becoming a farmer.
So what you're saying
and
if you
the people of
Newhart.
The town where I need to meet Larry, Darryl, and Daryl, and you need to find them for me and make them vlog famous.
But now this is getting really, this is going to blow my mind because if we follow Newhart, of course, the last episode, we find out it was all a dream.
You woke up and you're back in Richmond.
Yeah. This could be it right now. Perhaps I'm waking up from this already having happened. I don't want to get the townsfolk involved, and I don't
Mark,
know if
but you wake up and it's your first wife. I don't know how many more callbacks you people want from me, but subscribe to the Patreon.
So good. Huh. You guys aren't subscribed to the Patreon. You're really missing out, especially on this episode. Mark.
Well, then. I don't want to film around the town or get the townsfolk involved because imagine this small town and then some asshole comes in with a camera. And it's like, who the hell's this guy?
They're like, wow.
Yeah.
We're going to be like Bob Newhart, where you join the town council and you think it's a really exciting thing. And then you look around and everybody's on the town council.
That's true.
You could talk about it and, you know, have a meeting.
Have you ever heard of Drew Hastings?
Yes.
He's you're Drew Hastings, man. Hillsborough, yeah. He did what you're doing and he became the mayor of the town.
That's true. Comedian moved to Hillsborough. But was he a good mayor? Because as a comedian,
I think he turned out.
Yeah, you guys remember when
I think he was a two-termer, two or three. Yeah, I think he turned out
when Clint Eastwood was a mayor
in California, Carmel by the sea, not the cornfield.
He did that thing where he like had a conversation with Barack Obama, but Obama
in the chair.
Wasn't there.
In the
chair.
Yeah, I did not watch that. I heard about it.
So weird.
A good Democrat home like yours, you're not allowed to. How far are you from Minneapolis?
4 hours, I think.
All the states up there are very large.
Yeah. I can't wait. I'm going to make a yearly visit.
It's 168 miles. It's like an hour and a half.
In South Dakota.
When you get on I-90, Mark, you've done this. People do 98 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They go fast.
There's nothing to hit.
You just rip across.
They're for the cows.
I don't know if I have that kind of luck. I keep it about 75, 80. Best I can do.
Do you think you can find auto parts for the green truck in South Dakota?
I bet he can Nordstrom's. Find entire donor trucks to give him parts for
the... He's going to have better luck there than what he has here.
His fear might be that the square body gets there and just might give one last breath and die because it's home. That's where it's belonged it's all along.
You're going to start like, little Cadillac ranch.
I'm at a farm. This is where I belong.
Hopefully it'll be ready to go. I don't know. We'll see.
Mark, if I make a yearly trip to you and stay on your farm with you for like 4 days a year.
4 days a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I going to have to bring my own place to stay like a camper?
Or a tent?
Or a tent.
I have a guest room. So I guess. Yes,
boy, I don't think you're that close of friends now. You've never been to his house, but here you are, 1,000 miles away. You're going to invite yourself to stay in his guest room.
They want to come visit me. However, no one visits my house, so I'm suspicious of this.
I've never been invited to your house. I'm just going to show up uninvited.
Come on over.
Okay. When are you moving?
Soon, so don't come. I'm busy.
He's having a moving party.
Yeah.
If you can come if you're willing to put shit in a box.
And I just got my inspection.
I've seen you over in your neck of the woods, though.
You've seen me in my town?
A couple of times.
I've never seen you in my town.
It was not through the blinds.
Once was not in your town. Liberty. Once was in Liberty.
Yeah.
We were... I was telling my dad about... I was like, oh, my friend Mark, he's moving to South Dakota. He's doing this crazy thing. He's moving... becoming a farmer, and I was like, who is this? I was like, it's that guy that we saw in the pub in Liberty. He's like, oh yeah, I remember him. Somehow you made an impression on my father like 2 years ago whenever you met him.
And see, your mom made an impression on me. And I only
did
say
she
that
remind
because,
you a lot of the camera.
Well, I only say that because my wife and I were sitting there and we were trying to think. We were like, now, wait a minute. And I was like, before we were talking, I was just like, I pointed out, I was like, well, there's Dakota. And I was like, and I think maybe he's with his parents. I don't know. His mom looks kind of young. But then we were doing the math and we were like, really mathematically, where you're at, where we're at, depending on what it, like, your mom would be not that far from.
I'm probably, exactly halfway between Dakota's father and Dakota.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right at the halfway point.
Right at the halfway point.
Yep. 11 years either way. I could be friends with either of them, but I skew to a younger demographic. So,
yes. You know. Robbed the cradle, basically.
I mean, look, it was too late for me to be in Jeff's wedding, but Dakota could be in mine.
You did you hear about your weekend plans, by the way? Were you listening? Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Mark, do you have any last words for the state of Indiana? Eric Holcomb's probably going to listen to this tomorrow on his way to the state house.
Last words for the state of Indiana.
Yep.
What could we have done differently to keep you?
This is like an accident. You know, I was
the earthquakes. Get rid of the earthquakes.
I've worked at the same place for 17 years, and part of what you get is an exit interview.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had an exit interview on my calendar.
Because they said, God, we don't want to lose Mark. Did they try to throw a few more shekels your way?
You get if you've worked someplace for long enough, I guess you get an exit interview, and I was excited about this. I had nothing to say. I have nothing but good things to say about where I worked. I wasn't going to offload anything because I think it's been a great place. But I was excited about this meeting. Just it felt like closure. And then they sent me an email. I put this on my calendar thinking this was a meeting, but they sent me just a survey and said, you know, fill this out. And it had a multitude of questions.
And then you printed it out and brought it to your typewriter.
And then I took it to my typewriter and then I filled it out and then I hit submit. And so then I said, I submitted the survey, so now when's the exit interview?
That was it.
And they said, no, that was it. So I'm just glad we're having this time. This is my exit interview for Indiana.
How sad. That's actually a really sad story.
I wanted to talk to someone, but if we had filled in a few more potholes,
could we have kept you?
Well, yeah, there's paved roads here, so there's no paved roads where I'm at.
Will the postman come to your farm? Or do you have to, is it like a
mailbox.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah.
How far is it from the house?
Across the road.
How long is the driveway?
Not very long.
Okay. So you're not one of those people that's got like a 20-minute drive to check your mail?
No. This is pretty close. The unknown is this is a rental house owned by my father-in-law.
Has anybody been in it recently?
And there's been a family that's lived there for 9 years.
When you finally said, yes, I'm coming, did they have to run them out of town? Or is there a posse moving them out before you arrive?
I don't know what the situation is, but I know that
how unpopular are you going to be for unearthing a family? Now I'm worried about Mark's safety. It's just occurred to me.
Mark finally said yes,
so I guess these guys are homeless now.
His father-in-law went, all right, get.
I don't know.
Father-in-law says, well, you guys should probably look at this house that's for sale in Richmond.
Comparing the housing prices, that's a good deal to move to Richmond. That's a really good deal. Because I thought I was really making some bank on my house, but
yeah.
Compared to actually everywhere else, I'm not.
I mean, you're selling at a great time. You're probably going to be a very wealthy man very shortly.
Pretty much not. I put it up for sale kind of early, I think. So it's, I think I'm doing okay, but not great, and where I was at in it. And then a house across the street from me, from mine, recently sold for much more. So
did you price it wrong? Did you hire a real estate professional, or did you just go on Craigslist and say, hey,
you said you watched the videos.
I think I'm in a good spot to have, you know, moving will cost a lot and stuff like that.
You've got to fly me home if I'm helping you take.
Got to fly you home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take business class.
Yes.
Whatever the prop job is that comes out of Gerritsen probably doesn't have classes anyway.
I don't think there's I don't know what there is there, but I will say this. There's this thing called Hoosier Hospitality.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, and this is a fact. If right now I go outside this building and I open the hood of my truck, five people will show up and ask how they can help. Mm-hmm. Guarantee you, someone will offer me a jumpstart.
Sure.
In South Dakota, in a town, I won't name the name of the town. It's not the town I'm moving to. My battery went dead. I walk out with jumper cables and I look around. No one shows up. So then I walk up to someone and said, hey, can I, you know, can we hook up? Yeah, I showed the jumper cables, of course.
Yes.
and she said, I better ask my husband. I don't know. And then she left. Like, what? You're not coming back. And then I asked someone else and they said, I'm sorry. I got to get somewhere to be and stuff. And so it's not a given that someone's going to jump your car. I mean, Indiana has that going for it.
Wow. How sad.
The reason
it takes 45 seconds to jump a car.
The reason I live in Indiana, this is not a joke. My parents were here. They were a GM transfer family in 1993, and they had the choice of Baltimore, Spring Hill, Tennessee, or Muncie, Indiana. And Muncie was the first stop. They had a 1988 Cadillac Sedan DeVille, so a 5-year-old car. Thermostat went out in Economy, Indiana. $12 for the replacement on their way. People worked on it on the weekend.
Nice.
They picked Indiana for that reason. That's why I'm a Hoosier.
That's the way it should be. Because there's not.
And here you are abandoning the state that would live that
and
way.
And I asked in this town, because it was a smaller town. I said, well, okay, I think this is toast. Where can I get a battery? And they said, like, I don't know. The stagecoach doesn't get here till next Monday with a battery. So I had to try to find a way. Luckily, someone was nice enough to finally give me a jump. I had to go all the way into Sioux Falls to a Walmart on a Sunday. So that is to say, that is the one. That's the one strikes South Dakota has against it, because I can hold a grudge.
Well, and with 1,100 people, you're gonna run out of friends in a hurry. Yeah.
I could see that being the thing.
So once like seven of them piss you off, I think that's when you start vlogging.
Here's what I'm afraid of, and I'm gonna derail. I apologize for derailing again, but this is what I'm afraid of when you say about pissing people off. Is this is a new? This is a what do you want to call it? A rebirth? A new whatever?
Yes.
A new
an emergence?
Start a new chapter.
And a start. Yes, a new start.
A new start. Whatever the
term is. And a start.
And so whatever exists here, I can stop. And then I can go there and start. And I remember this is when I was in fourth grade, I switched schools. And I went from Seton Elementary School to Northeastern Elementary School between fourth and fifth grade. And at Seton Elementary School, I was a dork. And I had no friends. And no one liked me. And so I was like, this is it. This is
my one shot fancy.
I'm going from Richmond to Fountain City. I'm going from fourth grade to fifth grade. I'm going to a new school, all new people, fresh start. This is it. Fresh start. Day one, I'm out on the playground. And first thing, I told myself not to do this. But then I saw a group of kids and I thought, you know what they would like? They would like me to walk up to them and do the best goddamn Steve Urkel impersonation I can. And so I hiked up my pants, I adjusted my glasses, and I walked over and I did a Steve Urkel voice because I thought they will say this. Wow, I mean, this guy is cool.
It's 1994. That seems like the thing to do.
This was, probably what, 92, 93?
Yeah, somewhere there. Yeah.
And so I walk up doing
this pre-Dakota.
Flawless. Steve Urkel impersonation, thinking now all the friends will be coming my way. And that didn't happen because that was a horrible idea. And I made a fool of myself. And so I'm kind of leery of that.
So you had to move again.
So I had to move again. I had to stay with that. That stayed with me just all the way till I graduated.
Moved to the one school they didn't watch TGIF.
Yes.
The one school.
It's more of a step-by-step crowd.
Yeah, it was more of a perfect strangers crowd there. So.
If you had a good Balky, it would have been fine.
Oh, yeah.
So it was, yeah, I had, it was probably from morning to recess. So I had 3 hours and ruined it.
The last 1 minute of this show was for a very narrow group of people, and it's not Dakota.
It was also a moment that we are the same age.
All three of us. Yeah.
And yeah, I never would guess that Mark and I were the same age. But then he starts bringing out Steve Urkel. I'm like, okay, we are on the same page because that was my childhood as well.
Oh, yeah.
Did I do that?
ABC like, exactly on Friday nights.
Yeah.
It's Friday night. TGIF. The movie is right. Got to have some fun, show you how it's done. TGIF.
They'd have the crossover episodes.
I love the crossover episodes. Oh, yeah. So that is all to say that
is this a crossover episode that we're in right now?
This is a crossover
episode. We're on an episode of The Clueless Farmer.
This is actually a rerun. So I'm just saying whatever that equivalent is now that I'm, you know, older, whatever.
Did you ever get the TikToks to play that I sent you?
I was on my phone. But to do the Facebook, I have to switch it to a desktop mode and then and then maximize it to read the message and then minimize it to see the words. But then when I hit the play button, then we go from that to then the limitations of the phone. And if I try to play anything, it dies. So it
didn't work well.
No.
There's this lady that I think you would fall in love with. She's a lady named Jackie. She's probably 60. And she drinks, it's a half and half between beer and tomato juice. And she's on TikTok and she's just guessing songs.
Red beer. My wife does that.
Red beer.
Yeah.
I think you would have fallen in love with this woman in another era. Probably in this era if you could actually meet her. And I think her name is Cadillac Jackie or something. And she literally just, any music from the 60s until now, she'll, artist. And I think her daughter is probably quizzing her. But it's the artist and the song, and she plays this game. And I think that this is built for you. She's your soulmate, and she might live in South Dakota. I don't know.
Maybe she is in South Dakota.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you'll never meet her because you're
another wife.
Way too old.
Yeah, it could be another wife.
Way too old.
Can you have more than one wife in South Dakota?
I mean, if you're Mormon enough, there are a handful of them there that migrated up from Utah and Arizona.
A concubine.
Sarah, did you?
You have a ranch. You have 400 acres.
Did you bring the other item?
Yeah, that's true.
She's we've waved her in. We're pushing the clock here a little bit here.
Yeah, so
we're going to try to wrap things up.
We're going to do final thoughts right now as Sarah comes over. And then we'll end the show with what Sarah has. Zach, what are your final thoughts, please, sir?
Oh, I'm going to pull one of them up. I was trying to be helpful for the community. So Food Truck Friday's tomorrow. So 5 to 8 down at the Food Truck Plaza. There's going to be Wyatt's Concessions. I don't know what they sell. Kai's Creations. They have real good, they pretty good tenderloin, charcoal shaved ice. And I don't know what LA Liquid Catering is, but they'll be down there as well.
That's a bar.
So check that out. And then I'm assuming that they'll be doing their normal Saturday thing at L&K.
They have on Friday night down at the Arts Park, Duke Tomato.
Oh, yeah.
Formerly of REO Speedway.
Yeah, Duke Tomato and the Power Tree are going to be the featured band tomorrow night, which is Duke's legit. If you're a Bob and Tom fan, he's the regular guy in the house. Doing music there. This so
says,
fancy.
Happy trails, Clueless Farmer.
Very nice.
There's a number 11,
and
on it
says 77 or 11. This might be your 11th and final appearance.
I've been on here 11 times.
Sounds like it.
Holy shit!
Prove us wrong.
Maybe I have.
Episode 210.
What kind of cake is this? Where did this cake come from?
It's the exact same thing we served the last time we had a momentous event the show. Mark, do you have final thoughts?
I'm overwhelmed. There's a cake here that says Clueless Farmer.
What kind of thoughts could I have? We need you to blow out the candle and make a wish.
Should I blow out the candle?
You might be the first person allowed to blow a candle out since the pandemic.
Oh, I didn't think about it. Should I be safe and just do the wave?
No.
Go for it.
Put your mask on quickly. He's trying to blow through the mesh trucker hat. The wave did work. That was very disappointing.
Well, that is one thing.
That belongs in... Who is going to take over disappointing fast food photos of Richmond?
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Wow.
And will there be one of Garrison? Is there a survival plan?
What about the Wayne County Square Body Club?
Wayne County Square Bodies, historic Richmond, Indiana photos, disappointing photos of fast food Richmond, Indiana. There's a few...
I want you to find somebody, just a random person, find somebody who's doing some kind of, there's got to be some other vlogger in this town, and they need to be your counter vlogger as vlogging the town's reaction to Mark Brim as we get Mark Brim's reaction to becoming a farmer in this town.
I like it.
Because
a reaction video.
Like somebody who's just like documenting it from a third party perspective, independent of you. They don't. There's an initial, this is what we're going to do. And then after that, it's just like Mark from 100 yards away as Mark's trying to start a tractor because he lost his screwdriver again.
His wife can.
I think that's what Decoder does once every year for 4 days.
Yeah, Dakota comes and just...
Now I have to go.
You could probably get a year's worth of material in 4 days.
We won't be able to have a boss hog because I have to take the one camera that we have.
Dakota, what do you say?
Mark, I'm going to miss you.
I will miss coming here. Although I'll still be coming to town a couple times a year.
We'll coordinate it.
I'm sure you'll have a lot of family. Let us know.
We can still work you in a time or two a year. Could you be here on a Thursday?
On a Thursday? I didn't think about that, so I'd have to be here on that. I guess I would be coming.
I mean, we
could coordinate for you.
I love you enough that I would make the adjustment. Dakota over here will probably big time you and be like, no, I'm doing something else.
But that's true.
But Zach and I are infinitely flexible if you get on our calendar months in advance.
Months in advance.
Yeah, like I turned down two things this week because I said I need to be there for my friend Mark.
That warms the cockles.
And by months in advance, Jeremiah's going to give you a set of dates on the way out tonight to book your first. Because that's how far out Jeremiah
trip. That'd be great.
Jeremiah's about to start messaging me about like camping season 2022, even though it's June. So
I could beam in and do the Zoom or something like that, Skype from my studio.
We have it.
Yes.
We will do that. Yes.
For you.
I don't know how to do that.
We have to find a way, though, to do it. We need to do a thing where we put like a computer monitor on the chair in front of the mic.
Yes.
So that you can make eye contact with the camera. Like the little thing where they have a little, like the computer's just driving itself around the hospital.
We could probably use the TV.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get a surrogate like they did on Arrested Development.
Yes.
Which I think we're going to hire Mike Broyles. Mike Broyles is going to sit there and just wear the surrogate hat for Mark.
Just have this. Now, I'd be up for that. A lot less technology involved. That'd be a lot better. I think I'd be totally on board for that.
Oh, my God. That could be the most horribly hilarious thing we've ever done. It would last like a 5-minute segment. It would be great. What else you got, Dakota? Final thoughts here before we cut into the cake and serve the fruit punch.
Nothing. We're good.
Happy Father's Day to you.
You too, Mark.
Father. And happy Father's Day to you, old father.
He has nothing. It's our 5-year anniversary, asshole, and you celebrate nothing.
You know, you keep telling me this, but
Facebook told me five year Facebook anniversary of friendship.
Never showed up.
5 years ago, I brought you a sign, and I accused you and Chase of being an intimate, lovely couple, and nothing.
You think you sent me a friend request that very day?
Oh, yes. For sure. Have you met me?
Probably.
Yeah.
You probably did.
Yeah, I definitely did. But you accepted, you whore.
Yeah, it was a mistake.
All right. This has been awesome. We will see you guys next Thursday night. Mark, we love you. We appreciate you. This is not goodbye.
Thank
it's just a very significant setback in your travels over from Richmond. But you'll be back.